Live 89.5, and we are Drive, brought to you by the Village Coconut Island. Now, I've just posted something up on our Facebook page, which is Phuket Live Radio. You can check that out, and it is details of something that we're going to be talking about right now. A very special event. There is many running events, and very popular as well are many running events over the island of Phuket at the moment, and have been gathering momentum for the last, I'd say, pretty much sort of 5 to 10 years, have really picked up in popularity. But I'm joined in the studio now, and I'd like to welcome Khun Go. How are you, sir? Sawadikap.
Sawadikap. Very good. Thank you for having me here today.
You are more than welcome. Now, we are talking about, of course, the Night Run.
Yes.
Which is the Night Run 2017. This is, I believe, is this 3 years now?
Yeah. It's actually supposed to be happening on last December.
Right.
We try to organize on like every end of the year. So the previous one was like December 2015. So 2016 should be the third one in a row, but because of, you know, situation is not
there's
quite.
There's been a situation.
So we shift a little bit to January 28, 2017, which is the Chinese New Year.
That is the Chinese New Year,
yes.
Right on the Chinese New Year. And
yes,
this is why we see on the information that we've posted on our website, thephuketnews.com as well, you have the dragon, the Chinese
dragon
is there
the
as well.
The red dragon.
The red dragon is there. Now, it's been, I remember the first one happening, and I was meant to take part and I didn't. But I kind of took part because I was a spectator.
Okay.
And I think, let's break it down, because I think that as well as the running, spectating is also a really popular thing to do for this event in particular.
Sure.
So let's talk about how people can get involved and what the Night Run actually is, Khun Go. What makes it different, of course?
The most exciting run is you run with the friends. And some of the people, you know, wake up very early in the morning and run, which is very usual. But most of the people are very busy in the morning. And most of the girls, they don't want to expose to the sun, you know, things like that. And they may not want to wake up early in the morning to run. So we create kind of fun things, night run, which is, you know, last year we have 1,600 people turn up.
Wow.
It's one of the, I would say it's very big events lately. So we like to get together and have a fun run together. And it's not like a very hard competition. It's going to be more on fun run. You selfie yourself and you go along to the old town. My question is, have you ever walked or run in the old town in the night? You'd be amazed because it's so beautiful.
It is incredibly beautiful.
What will never be enough for you, remember. I can assure you that.
Well, Khun Go, for me personally speaking, it's one of my favorite places in the world. I talk about this all the time on the radio. I'm very proud and very happy to live here. I feel very lucky to live here.
Right.
And I've lived a lot of my time, nearly 10 years, on Phuket, around Phuket town, in the old town. I lived in Talang Road for about 4.5 years.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is right in the center, as I'm sure you'll sort of agree. And the thing about it is as well, you were saying about some people, they don't want to be exposed to the sun, which is, you know, like a lot of some people don't want to get the suntan, but as well the heat as well.
Sure.
It's like
for me
I'm not a morning person anyway.
Right.
It's not my style. But also it gets very hot, so the night run gives people an opportunity to run in a little cooler time as well. Yeah,
right. It's a cooler time, and again you get more a little bit relaxing time when, you know, everything's, you know, after sundown already, you feel more like relaxing. And then that's why we're gonna start at 11.2 kilometers run at 10:45 p.m.
That's it. Okay, 10:45 p.m.
That's the first one. We have the mini marathon, which is about 11.2 kilometers.
Yeah.
Starting from Lam Lai Avenue, Phuket at 10:45. And every 5 minutes, we're releasing another category of the run. So after 11.2, we have fun run, which is about 5.8 kilometers.
Yep.
Starting out like 10:50.
Yep.
And the last one, which is the most popular one.
The night walker.
The night walk, 3.2 kilometers. And you're going to run and walk through the main street of the old town. You know, most of the run, all the three run categories would run to Talang Road, run to the a major old town area. So you can have, you know, enjoying the building sceneries, the lights, the sounds, the shears, and it's going to be like experience you never had before. Moreover, we have lucky draw after the run. I mean, most of the people run for fun, right? Well, we have limited of the trophies and things
like
that.
I'm sure you will have, and I assure you every year that there is people who are taking it very seriously as well,
yes,
who are actually
yes.
want to compete in it
yes,
as well.
Yes.
But this is where it's good to have the balance, isn't it? Because you've got the people who will be training for it, who will be doing it because they're proud Phuketians and they want to run through and they want to win the night run, you
right.
know? And that is for the night runners. The fun run, like you say, is more like for the people who just want to enjoy and relax with friends and groups, and for the night walk, because this is for the families and your more older
right.
sort of crowd
right.
who just love Phuket and want to go through the beautiful streets at
right.
night without the cars. This is another thing as well, isn't it? Because that you've got to close the roads, of course. This is a big deal.
We will block the cars. Most of the cars will be blocked on the routes that we run through. And we have a very good collaboration from the police and all the volunteers who involved with the traffic. So, yeah, one of the main concerns to us is about the safety. You know, we want our runners run fun and safe. That's our bottom line. Yeah, when you say run and safe, all the runners would like to have the car block. You know, the roads closed just for the run.
Yeah.
We try to do that. But again, it may happen sometimes with a few motorcycles which is, you know, riding along.
Some rebels don't follow the rules. We know this.
But we try very hard to have a few meetings with the police and all the traffic officer to just, you know, block as many cars as we want to. Yeah,
and I think the shared consciousness, I think the feeling of everyone is that they know that it's not the organization's fault. It's just that the rebels will drive through anyway.
It's always happened,
and they can get jeered at by the spectators, because this is another thing. So there's also going to be, like you were saying, there's going to be the awards kind of for some medals and some lucky draws. That's all going to be outside Limelight Avenue, the shopping
right.
center there.
The main street in front of the Limelight Avenue will be the venue for everything, from the start, from the finish, from the lucky draw, from the trophy award presentation, everything there. So when you apply, you will entitled to put your BIB numbers or BIB numbers into the box. We're going to have five main prizes that we're going to draw the numbers of the BIB after the run. So the most exciting prize would be the domestic flight from Bangkok Airways.
Oh, fantastic.
So you just run, enjoy the night, and maybe you get a flight ticket back home.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter even if you came first, second, or 58th, or 482nd.
Don't worry about that. And we have the for the mini marathon, we have Pacer, which is the one who run to. If you want to complete the run by certain time, you just run with them, so they will keep pace on you. So say you want 11.2, you want to finish by 1 hour and 10 minutes. We have 6.3 pacer. You run with them, we make sure you're going to end up the run as the time you want to.
Excellent. So
and we have sweeper. Don't worry, you run the last. We have a person to run with you on the last. You're not
sure.
alone anymore.
You will not be alone. You will not be alone.
Don't worry.
And this is another thing. So let's just quickly talk about statistics as well, numbers. Because do you have a number where is the maximum number of runners you can have?
Yes, because we would give the medals for everybody who take part on this run. If you guys, you know, start and finish on the run, you ensure you get the medals as a souvenir. So we have 600 on categories on the night walk, and also for the fun run, and 400 for the mini marathon. And it's going to be very close now. I mean, they're close to the...
close to registration now.
Right.
So anyone who's listening who wants to get involved, they need to go straight away to... We got a website. Yep.
Which PhuketNailand.com. You can apply there, just online. And the online is just going to be closed on 21st, which is coming on Saturday.
Yeah.
But again, we open for the option who runners who don't want to, you know, apply online. You can go for the Old Town Market. You know, every Sunday we have
Lajai Walking Street.
Yep. We have a registration at in front of the Tai Tong Cafe. So you can apply in person there on Lat Yai Walking Street or 24th to 27th at Lam Lai Avenue. We open for registration there as well.
If you have still some places left.
Yes.
Because this is the thing, you don't want to overcrowd because then it's going to be sort of like it's going to be too hard to value. So the thing is, as well, if you do miss out on registration, which anyone who's keen on this, I've been a spectator. If you do miss out on the registration, then it's lovely to be in some of the nice restaurants, some of the nice bars along the run.
Cheer them up.
And cheering everyone on.
Yeah,
and that's
cheer
what it's
them
about.
Up.
And it's great. Because the first year I'd like to give a shout out to my crew at Pastel, which is on the way on the road out towards from the Clock Circle towards the Sapanhin area.
Right.
And we were in there, and some of our friends were taking part, and they'd come and stop and have a little water stop.
Right.
And it was all good fun, and it was great. We'd all chill.
That's
and
right.
Then go, 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 night run.
That's right.
And like you're saying, Kungo, it is a magical place at night in Phuket Old Town, and to have that kind of vibe and it all be a part of a community thing, I think it's really cool. So I'm sure you're enjoying organizing this.
Just want to add that the money, it is run for charity. It's not run for we want to make any profit. We want to do the charity to the local. So every 50 baht from the registration bill goes to the project for the bed bound patients in the cities. So you make sure that the project may running loss or profit whatsoever, but every 50 baht on registration will directly goes to charity. So you actually contribute already to the societies when you apply for the night run.
Excellent. So you're running for a good cause as well, not just for fun, not for the beauty of Phuket Town, but also to help the bedbound people of Phuket and around the state, taking care of people as well. Well, Kungo, I think it's an incredible thing. I think it's great because obviously running mini marathons and all the things that are going on, and always great to be involved with a charity. But I think this one is particularly nice because of the night run, because people can enjoy the evening. Phuket Old Town, the Old Town Phuket is so beautiful that people get the chance to run through there with the lighting will be nice and everything. And I wish you every luck. You're running yourself?
I run it myself, yes. That's why I organize the run.
Yeah.
I keep running every time I have opportunity to. I put my running shoes in my car. So anytime I have, whether night, day, whatsoever, I run. And I'd like to invite everybody to just, run along with friends, especially. We're going to have the only night run in Phuket, which is Phuket Night Run.
Excellent. So, Ka Chop Wing Kern Susu Kap Pinong Kap.
Oh, very good.
Okay, Nakap.
Okay.
I wish you every luck. Thank you very much.
Kungo. I see you there.
Kungo,
I see you
thank
there.
Thank you very much for coming in. It's very nice of you to take some time to talk
thank
to us.
You.
And
thank you.
Remember that we have a link for this on our Facebook page, Phuket Live Radio. Also, information is at thephuketnews.com. It is the Phuket Night Run 2017. Kungo, Kap Kun Makap.
Kap Kun Kap. Thank you.